In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the most obvious facts in our world today is the reality of evil. We see incredible evil in the world all around us. We see goodness in the world, to be sure, and goodness of other people, but men have a capacity for evil that goes beyond simple weakness for vice, and we see this in the gospel today, that there are spiritual forces that are worked that which can bring people far beyond the sort of evil that might result from just them being selfish or greedy and bring them into unimaginable evil. People who have a empirical worldview, which is most of the people in our society, tend to not want to acknowledge the reality of spiritual forces. Even those that say they believe in God, they believe that God is up there, but down here, they believe that everything functions according to the laws of empirical science, and they think that science has disproved things like demons. But they don't answer the question, or even think about the question, how did science disprove the reality of demons? Demons are a non-empirical reality. They're something that we can't touch them, we can't feel them, we can't do experiments on them. Occasionally we can see them, but we don't get to see them very often. Most people don't get to see them, but they're a reality that the scriptures tell us about. They're a reality that the fathers tell us about, but these people just have totally dismissed them. Well, one of the results of this is if you don't think that something's even possible, then even when you do see it, you're going to dismiss it. You're going to find some other explanation because you've excluded that as a possibility from your worldview from the very beginning. But we as Orthodox Christians ought not think like that, because if you read the lives of the saints for very long, if you read the scriptures, you find that this is a reality, and it's not because people in ancient times were primitive, that they didn't know these things. They experienced these things. They knew these things for a fact. And if you ever get to experience something like visual demonic activity, no one will ever be able to talk you out of it again, trust me, because what you actually have experienced, you can't be talked out of. And the fathers experienced these things. They saw these things. But also, one of the things that this gospel reading tells us is that the demons know that their days are numbered. They said, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" So they know that there's a day of judgment that's coming, and they know that when that judgment does come, that they're not going to be free to do what they would like to do. And of course, even in this gospel, it's clear that they're not even free to do what they want to do now. They're limited by God's providence. But nevertheless, they know that the time is coming, and so they recognize that Christ is conquered, which is why we should not be afraid of demons. If you open yourself up to demonic activity, then you can have all kinds of bad stuff happen to you. But if you're an Orthodox Christian, if you guard yourself with the sign of the cross, if you're going to confession and communion on a regular basis and you're not rebelling against God, you have no reason why you need to fear the demons. We see that the demons cower in the presence of Christ, and they seek permission to enter the herd of swine. They don't just go and do it. They have to get permission from Christ to do it. And when we see what they did to the herd of swine, we ought to consider why they didn't destroy these two men before Christ came there in the first place. And the reason is that God seeks the salvation of all men, and so even those that have given themselves over to the demons are not completely given to their power, because God sets limits on what the demons can do even to such people. And we also see the importance of our free choice, because had the demons had total control over these two men, they wouldn't have ran to meet Christ when he came to this area. These two men had some free will left in them, and there was something about Christ that drew them. They wanted to be free. And so even though the demons weren't happy about it, these men came to Christ. They came to the place of healing. The demons would have hid themselves. They would have done something, but they wouldn't have come into Christ's presence because they knew they weren't going to come out the better with an encounter with Christ. But after we see the two men healed who were so long oppressed by the demons, we see that other people have free will also, the people of this area. And they didn't welcome Christ and ask him to stay and to teach as others had done when they'd encountered Christ and been amazed by his miracles. Instead, they besought Christ that he would depart from out of their coast or out of their borders, which is, it would be a more contemporary translation. And Christ left because Christ respects our free will. And if we turn our back on Christ, Christ is not going to force us to obey him. We have the ability to reject Christ, and Christ will let us do that if we choose to do it. But that's a fearful truth about free will. And unfortunately, we see that probably most of the people in our society have done exactly what the people of this village have done, because they're focused on making a living the way they want to and living it up the way they want to, and they don't want Christ messing that up. And so they'd rather just have him out of their borders. Unfortunately, to a large extent, they've gotten their wish. But we as Orthodox Christians need to be people who are salt and light and try to confront these people afresh with the reality of Christ so that they can consider whether they really want to continue down that road, because the way this country has gone since we've besought Christ to depart out of our coast hasn't been all that good. And I think a lot of people are waking up to that and maybe reconsidering whether they really want Christ to depart or not. This is a choice that's always before us. While we have breath, we can never go so far that we can't come to Christ and be healed. But we also are free to turn our backs on Christ, as did the people in this area. This is the choice that we always face. We can choose the easy way, which leads to death. It's easy on the front end, not so easy on the long term. Or we can choose life, which is not the easy way on the front end. It's the straight and narrow way, the difficult and the hard way, but where it ends up is what we want to focus on. It's a place that you want to be at, not a place you don't want to be. As the prophet Moses tells us in Deuteronomy, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them. Amen.